This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'baim. We're continuing our series of Shirman Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is also dedicated by my dear friend Rabbi Isaac Yasilovsky, who's one of the pillars of the live attendees for now over 10 years. And Rabbi Isaac is sponsoring Le'il Nishmas, his father, Reb Shabsi ben Yitzchak Isaac, whose yard site, I believe, is Tes Vav Sivan. Also, Refu Shlema for Isaac's mother, Yafa Malka Esther, Baslea, Shishab Refu Shlema, Sar Shachal Yisrael. And of course, Sefer Bamidbar is again sponsored by the Zakaim Mishpacha, by Dr. Zakaim El Mishpachta, Le'il Nishmas, Reb Shlema, Eliezer, and Reb Yaakov Zakaim, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, and Rav David ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen. And tonight's shir is dedicated by my dear friend Rav Avi and Mrs. Tachman on the occasion of the birth of a grandson. So Rav Avi is always on the participating Al Yidei the Rakia, and with a lot of hislavos that I have to say it energizes me. So mavarach you that your Avas Adar should continue the Doirei Doireis. Okay, also it's sponsored anonymously. We have an amazing shir today. There are no marmakaimais. Actually, you know, sometimes the way the day ends, it begins. My day began over here in this room at 4:59 a.m. at the Nates Minyan, because I actually had to spend the entire day in Morgan Stanley Presbyterian Hospital, and I just got back. So, Baruch Hashem, everything is good, and the learning should also be as a Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have an amazing topic, and there, I had a short idea. I thought the show was going to be like, I'll do like a 20 minutes, and then I'll like, you know, if you have 20 minutes, I know how to extend it further than that. But actually, 2 years ago, we had a show on Berachos Kohanim about the great power of Berachos Kohanim. We gave out the cards of if you're searching for a certain type of bracha, for example, if you're looking for a zivug, you have kavanah by the word vichuneka. If you're looking for a child, you should have in mind, I don't even remember which word, but there were two live attendees there, and they took it very seriously, because they asked, you know, like, we don't do Berachos Kohanim every day. So I said, go to a Sephardi shul. And they did, and they both, Baruch Hashem, were zaycha to baby boys. I think I was at both of their brisim. So Berachos Kohanim is a very powerful segula, but today we're going to speak about a particular inyan of Berachos Kohanim. Let's begin with Parshas Nasai. Parshas Nasai, of course, is the longest parsha in the Torah. It has 176 psukim. Actually, I saw this week that from one of the Achronim, that why is it that Parshas Nasai has 176 psukim? It's the longest parsha, and the longest parak in Tehillim is 176, and the longest Masechta is 176. And if anyone could explain it, they should be blessed doubly min hashamayim. So I was very happy to see that. I wish I would have had that maramakam last year when we gave a shir why the longest parsha, Masechta, and parak in Tehillim is 176. But he offers great blessing if you could crack the code on 176. But we know the longest parsha in the Torah is Parshas Nasai. Aside from now, it's not really the longest parsha in the Torah. It is in terms of the number of psukim, but like if you cut it down to size, the last 89 psukim are really repetitive. So it's not like the hardest parsha. Like Bamidbar is really longer because Bamidbar is 160 something, new separate psukim. So you wouldn't have expected this, but did you know that the Medrash Rabbah on Nasai is by far longer than any Medrash on any other Parsha? And you wouldn't have expected that, because like 50% of the Parsha is totally repetitive. Also, there's more Zohar HaKadosh on Parshas Nasai than any other Parsha. So we brought, in years past, from the Chidushe Harim, in the Sefer HaZchus, that since most years we lay Nasai right after Shavuos, almost every year we lay Nasai right after Shavuos. Shavuos is the day of the giving of the Torah. So right after the Torah was given, we have like a burst of Torah. We have, you know, it's right after God gave us the Torah. So we're enjoying still that extra special gift. Hashem just gave it to us, so we have like an extra dose the week right after the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We've said that in the past. Rav Tzadik HaKohen in the Sefer Pri Tzadik, Parshas Nasai, Ois Zayin brings a different reason. It says, since Parshas Nasai has Berchas Kaihanim, and the Shoiresh of the soul of the Kaihanim is to influence the Jewish people with the Torah. What, in other words, what's a Kayin? A Kayin is Yoiru Mishpatecha Liyakov. The Soiras Chal Yisrael, the Kayin is the medium that brings Torah to the Jewish people. That's what a Kayin's soul is, a channel of Torah for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, since this week's Parsha is Berchas Kayanim, the Parsha that is the vehicle that brings Torah to Jewish people has the most Torah for the Jewish people. It's the biggest parsha because it has Berchas Kohanim in it. Okay?
Wouldn't you say, though, that the Kohanim's main purpose is Avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash and not to be teachers?
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have anything to say in the Shir. So, no, the answer is that you might have said that, but in V'zois HaBracha, it says the role of the Kaihanim is Yoiru Mishpatecha LeYaakov B'Sayrascha LeYisrael. Actually, in the Hakdama of Shal Setshuvah Shoyle Meshev of Rabbi Yosef Shal HaLevi Natanzan, he brings that throughout history, most Paiskim came from Shevet Levi, were either Kaihanim or Leviim. Whether it's the Shach, or the Taz, or the Noi de Yehuda, or he goes through what? The Shlach HaKadosh. He goes through many, many of the Gedolei HaPoskim throughout the ages were from Shevet Levi, and he said what motivated him to write Shal Seshuvah Shalom Meshev because he was a Levi. So that is an essential role of the Kahuna, of the priestly clan. So here we go. Very interesting topic. Raise your hand if you often have dreams. Okay, first, raise your hand if you sleep at night. You know? In order to have dreams, you need to sleep. You don't have dreams? You have dreams. Do you remember them usually? What? Do you remember them? Do they ever bother you? Back in the day in Europe, one of the main jobs of the rabbi was to interpret dreams. My grandmother wrote her memoirs and how people in the city of Sachachov used to come to the Rav to interpret dreams. When I was a rabbi in Queens, so Baruch Hashem, we had a lot of Sfardim, and I was able to reinstate that practice of the rabbi of interpreting dreams. Sfardim have much more dreams than Ashkenazim. That's just... Yeah, you're maskim? That's just the fact of life, you know? Anyway, the Gemara says like this. It's a Gemara in Brachas Nun Hamad Beis. Hayman de Chaza Chelma, somebody sees a dream. He doesn't know exactly what he saw. He sees a big marshmallow come and jump on top of his house, and the house disappears, and then corn starts to grow. Okay, so you see, I have a good imagination, and you don't know what that means. Lo yada maichaz, he doesn't know what he saw. Leikum kamei kahani be'inei deparsidau. He should stand before the kohanim when they spread out their hands. V'lei mahachi, and he should say as follows: Riboino shaloila, Master of the Universe, ani shalach, I belong to you. V'chala moisai shalach, and my dreams belong to you. Chaloim chalamti. I dreamt a dream, and I don't know what it is. Whether I dreamt about myself, or whether my friend dreamed about me, or I dreamed about others. If they're good, strengthen them, fortify them, like the dreams of Yosef. And if they need healing, refaim, heal them, kamei mara, like the bitter waters of mara, yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu sweetened the waters of mara. Ucha Miriam mitzarata, and like Miriam was healed from her tzaras. Ucha Chizkio mecholyai, and like Chizkio was healed from his illness. Ucha mei yirichai ade Elisha, and like the waters of Jericho through Elisha. Ucha shem shehafachta killas Bilam harasha levracha, just like you transformed the curse of Bilam, the wicked, from curse to blessing, kein hafoich kol chaloi moisai olai letoiva. That when that marshmallow jumped on my house, what that means is, my house went up in value, it tripled, that it doesn't look anything like my original house. That's, interpret it that way. So, umesayim, now, does this tefillah sound familiar? Of course, it's in the Siddur. Now, by the way, we're going to take a little poll, but how many times do you say that tefillah during the duchening?
Twice.
Okay, that was the answer that I was expecting you to say, twice. And then the third time, what do you say? The Yehi Ratzon. Good. That's what it says in the Siddur. Okay? The Gemara doesn't say that. And we're going to talk about that. Sfaradim don't say it. Okay. Umesayim bahadei kohanim. You need to conclude this tefillah while the kohanim are concluding their bracha, so that the tzibur will answer amen to the kohanim and your tefillah. Fine. That's the tefillah. The tefillah is, so if you have a bad dream, you say it, you say this tefillah while the kohanim are duchening. Now, why do we do it on Yom Tov? The Taras Chaim, one of the Kadmoinim, says, nah, you don't say this tefillah every single Yom Tov. You only say the tefillah if you happen to have a dream the night before. Because if you dreamt 3 months ago, it's not going to help you to annul it 3 months later. It's only if that night you had a dream. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, we just presume, since we do it so infrequently, probably since the last Yom Tov, you've dreamt something, so you could save it up for the Yom Tov. But here's the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question is, you know those Kohanim, they're fine fellows. However, what do our dreams got to do with Birchas Kohanim? They're blessing us that we should have money. They're blessing us that we should be successful in learning. The furthest thing on anyone's totem pole, like if I were to take a poll right now, what are like the top 50 things on your mind that you daven for? I want to know what you daven for in Shema Koleinu. You don't have to tell me. I know it's personal. But I'm willing to bet that there's not one person in this room that dreams are on the list. I don't think there's anyone here that the top 50 things that you pray for are dreams. I don't think anyone here ever went to the Kaisa Maravi and, you know, he's pouring out his heart for all the things he wants and he needs. I don't think you or anyone you know ever davened for a bad dream. So what do dreams got to do with the Kohanim? That's what we've been saving it up for. We have this great moment. The Kohanim are standing there. They're like directing the flow of heaven to the people. And what do we daven for? Dreams. Are you kidding me? That's what we use Berachas Kohanim for. So that's what we want to investigate today. I do think that today I had to go to a Morgan Stanley Presbyterian Hospital. There were some neat sites over there. There, I think, and you'll tell me if you agree, I think a incredible approach was discovered. But first, let me share with you a few approaches that are found in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Rabbeinu Nissim Goin, which is found on the side of the page of Masechta Brachos, he says as follows: Meforish Taima Demilsa B'Medrash Yelamdenu Rabbeinu B'Parshas Nasai. It says, Hine mitasai shel Shloimai, the bed of Shloimai, Shishim Giborim Savivla mi Giborei Yisrael. There are 60 mighty warriors around it from the mighty warriors of Israel. Who are these 60 warriors? The 60 letters of Berchas Kohanim. Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yoyer Hashem panav eilecha v'yichoneka. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasim lecha shalom. 60 letters. These 60 letters, kulam achuzei cherev, are grabbing a sword. Why? Because each one of these letters are part of a name of Hashem. Because we say Yivarechacha Hashem, Yoyer Hashem, Yisa Hashem, Ish charboi al yirecha, each sword, each letter on the hip. Why? Mipachad balelois. If you're afraid of something that happened at night, that means the pasuk is saying that the 60 warriors, that's a reference to the 60 letters of Berachos Kohanim, the purpose of these 60 letters are mipachad balelois, to help assuage, is that how you pronounce it? To help you assuage in case you have anxiety about a bad dream. So the source to annul a bad dream from Berachos Kohanim is rooted in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the 60 letters of Berachos Kohanim are like 60 swords, and their function is to help calm someone down from pachad balelos. So what possibly would be a pachad balelos? What are you afraid of at night? Even though a guy told me once that, you know, he woke up in the middle of the night and he heard footsteps. So he heard footsteps. I said, what did you do? He said, I went to see who was there. I said, who was there? He said, I didn't see anyone there. I said, what do you think it was? He said, I'm afraid to say. So the guy really believed that there were, you know, I don't want to say, walking around, you know. No comment, okay? But there are things people are afraid of at night, but one of them is bad dreams. And the source of Berachos Kohanim being related to bad dreams is Hine mitasoi shel shloimoi shishin varam savla migvar Yisrael. That's approach number one. Approach number two, Chidushei Hameiri. Okay, this is amazing. What do you do if someone has a bad dream? I don't know, in this week, yeah? What do you have to, you're supposed to write it down and remember it for Rosh Hashanah? Come on, who's going to do that? What really, what does a person do if they have a bad dream and it's like months until the next Berachos Kohanim? They have to go to Sephardi Shul? Maybe they have to go anyway to get, you know, access the blessing, but go to HaChaim HaShalom, I guess, you know? So actually the halacha is you say it in Chazaras HaShatz during Sim Shalom. You say it the next day in Chazaras HaShatz, in Sim Shalom. We just learned it in Simon Kuf Lamed. So that means it's not dependent on Berachos Kohanim. So what is it dependent on? So the Meiri says, Imra, this is in Berachos Nonheimbez, Imra Chaloim, Ve'eno Yored L'soif Inyonai, Im Toy Ve'imra, you don't know what this dream is all about, Ve'navshay Nevuchalov, and you're confounded, Yechavein Es Hashah Shahatzibor Mechavnin Babi Yoyser. You should direct your prayer to Hashem at a time that the Tzibor has a lot of Kavana. Now, when is the time that the Tzibor has a lot of Kavana? Shemar Nesrei. Meaning Chazaras HaShatz, because that's the Tefillah of the Tzibor. V'hu b'sha Tefillah. It has nothing to do with Berachos Kohanim. It's not that the Kohanim, they're standing there with like magical fingers and they're puffing your dream. You know, they have this like, they're zapping your dream with their fingers. No. If you have a bad dream, you want to annul it at the time that the tzibur has kavana. V'kol shekein b'shah shakoyhanim noisim kapeim. Certainly when the kohanim duchen, v'oinin atzibur achrim amen, and the tzibur answers amen, b'kavana yisera. Everybody answers amen to the kohanim's bracha with extra kavana. So that's the moment of extra kavana. By the way, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, there's only one amen that we ever say, that the answer of amen is d'oraisa. Amen is the drabanan. But the Sefer Charedim says that just like the Kohanim are commanded to bless the people are commanded to be part of the bracha. So when we attentively listen to Berachos Kohanim, we're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Therefore, the amen is a d'oraisa. That might be what the Meiri means. Certainly during Berachos Kohanim, when the Tzibor answers Amen Bekavano Yisera. What does that mean? Since when is this Amen Bekavano Yisera? The answer is because answering Amen to this bracha is literally a mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's not that there's something specific about Berachos Kohanim to annul dreams. You're going to annul the dream at a time of extra kavana. What is the time of extra kavana? Tfilas HaTzibor, Sim Shalom, and Amen to Berachos Kohanim. But again, if for whatever reason the Tzibor is not saying Berachos Kohanim, because it's going to be a while, you could still say the Ribbono Shel Olam during Sim Shalom of Chazaras HaShatz. Okay? That's the Meiri. The Primogadim. Primogadim wrote a Sefer on Chumash called Tevas Goyme. He says something very interesting. You ever notice that during Berachos Kohanim, something about the people saying the Ribbono Shel Olam? Did you ever notice they're all Jewish? They're all Jewish. Did you ever see Goyim say Ribbono Shel Olam? No. They don't laugh over here. It's okay. Even though yesterday when I gave the shiur over here, they laughed at everything. Any joke I made, and then I went back to my shul, and they're looking at me like, is this supposed to be funny? Okay. But the Prima Gadim says that only Jewish people could annul their dreams. Gentiles cannot annul their dreams. Why? He says, if a Gentile has a dream, they only show the Gentile what's relevant to him or his family and what's going to happen very soon. And they can't be mevatelet. But to a Jew could be mevatelet. Why? Because the way a dream will come to a Gentile is through a ministering angel. Which means that if the ministering angel already got the information, got the memo, that means it fait accompli. It's already a done deal. And if the ministering angel got the memo, he's only going to deliver it if it's relevant to this particular individual for him or his family. But by then it's too late. There's nothing he could do about it. Because by the time like the middleman got the memo, it can't be annulled at all. But when it comes to Jewish people, our dreams come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it could be relevant to anyone in the world or a far off distant time. Therefore, since it's, you know, it's with advanced warning, you could annul it. So that's the... So now the Kohanim's bracha, why do we go to the Kohanim? Because the Kohanim's bracha is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to indicate that a Jewish person is able to annul their dream because it comes directly from Hashem and it could be something in the far off future, we do it at the time that the Kohanim give us the bracha, because the blessing of the Kohanim also is something that comes directly from Hashem. That's the connection between the Kohanim's bracha and the dream. The dream is something that for the Jew is directly from Hashem. That's why it could be annulled, and therefore we do it at the time of Berchas Kohanim.
Are you saying that you can have a dream about somebody on the other side of the world, your dream night?
Yes.
About somebody else totally?
Sure, yes.
Why would you get it? Why would it come to you?
Why are you getting the memo?
Yeah.
Because maybe you'll be sensitive enough to know that this spells trouble, maybe I need to do something about it, and you'll pray. I guess if you get a memo about something that's going to happen to somebody, so if it's good, your job is to pray that Hashem strengthens it. And if it's bad, your job is to daven that Hashem annuls it. Okay, here's another avenue. Before I share with you something I think very original, but I think we're going to nail it. This comes from Mamash Kadmoin, the Toras Chaim on Baba Kama. A dream. A dream is an element of prophecy, right? We say it's 1/60th of prophecy. A dream is 1/60th of prophecy. Now, the person's nervous about it. What does it mean? Is it good? Is it bad? If it's bad, I want to annul it. So if you have something which is 1/60th and you want to annul it, you have to be mevatel it b'shishim. The moment of Berchas Kohanim, when the Divine Presence rests on the hands of the Kohanim, that is actual nevuah. It's prophecy. So therefore, the only way to abolish a dream, which is a 60th of prophecy, is you got to wait to the moment that still here in this world, in our era, in our times, there's a degree of prophecy taking place. The moment of Berchas Kohanim, when the Kohanim recite Yivarechecha, Yair, and Nisa, that is actual prophecy. So what you're doing is, you're being mevatel, your little shtickle prophecy, lara, in the nevuah that is taking place at the time of Berchas Kohanim, which is represented by the 60 letters of Berchas Kohanim. That represents this as all 60 dimensions of nevuah, to be mevatel, the 60th of nevuah, which is the Chalaim. That's the Toras Chaim. Okay? So all of those Maramakoyimus are quoted in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah that we were learning recently, whether it is the approach of Rabbeinu Nissim Goin, that the 60 letters of Berchas Kohanim indicate that it's Mevatel, Pachad, Balelois, or the Meiri. The Meiri says, we wait for that moment, that's the Shah, Shemechavnim, Biyoisar, or the Prima Gadim, that the dreams of the Jew come directly from Hashem, and therefore they could be abolished, or the Taras Chaim, that since it's Nevuah, we're Mevatel it, B'Shishem. He doesn't. He's just saying that's what the Kohanim say. It's not Berachas Kohanim.
He's
not giving you a bracha.
If he's not doing it, why don't we do it in the Shtelashim?
He's just saying what the Kohanim do. I'm not answering every question about Berachas Kohanim right now. I'm staying on this. Okay. You probably noticed that in your Siddur, you have the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you have this Yehi Ratzon. Now I just want to tell you something. The way you say the Ribbono Shel Olam is, you know how the Ribbono Shel Olam ends Usishmareni, Uschaneni, Visertzeni? You do not say those three words each time. The first time you end off Usishmareni, when the Kohanim say V'yishmerecha, you say Usvisishmareni. The second time when the Kohanim say V'yichunecha, you say Visertzeni. You say usachaneni. So you're ending with the same. And then the third time, according to the Gemara, you do not say the Yiratzayim. You say a third time, Ribbono Shel Olam, you end off visertzeni when the Kohanim say shalom. That is the opinion of the Gemara. That is what the Gra did. I do that as well. The Yiratzayim is a very late tefillah. But let's study something very important. There's a Sefer Tzrar Hamar. Tzrar Hamar was written by Rabbi Avram Saba. Rabbi Avram Saba was one of the Gerushei Sfarad. There's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that emanates from Berachas Kohanim, and we speak about it in that tefillah of Yehi Ratzon. You know, in the Yehi Ratzon that's published in the Siddur, it says, Laman Taharas Shimcha HaGadol HaGibar VaHanoira, for the sake of your pure name, Ben Esrim Ushtayim Oisiois, 22 letters, Hayoitzim Mehapsukim of Berchas Kayanim. You ever see that? I'm sure you've seen that. That might have been the last time you said that, once you learn that you say the Ribbono Shel Olam three times. But I'm sure you've seen the tefillah that appears in the Siddur. There's a 22 letter name that emanates from Berchas Kayanim. Why 22? The Tzvar Amar says, Keneged Becha Yevarech Yisrael. Becha is 22. Why does Berchas Kohanim create a 22-letter name? Listen carefully. Keneged Becha Yisrael, Lahoyrois, that this bracha encapsulates the entire Torah, the 22 letters of the Torah. In other words, Berchas Kohanim encapsulates the 22 letters of the Torah. By the way, this gives insight into what Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, that since Parshas Nasa has Berchas Kohanim, it's the biggest parsha, has the most medrash, and the most zayar. Because Berchas Kohanim, it's not just the role of the Kohanim to teach Torah. Berchas Kohanim is the source of the whole Torah. The 22-letter name of Hashem that's created from Berchas Kohanim is the source of the whole Torah. Now, what is this 22-letter name? We don't say it. You're not allowed to say it. Even the tefillah that you shouldn't be saying, but it said in it that the names, you just scan it, right? And the first, there are four names. Aleph, Nun, Kuf, Taf, and then a Mem. Then Pei, Samach, Taf, and then a final Mem. Then a Pei, a Samach, a Pei, Samach, Yud, and then a final Mem. And then a Dalet, Yud, Vav, Nun, Samach, Yud, and then a final Mem. That's the 22-letter name that is created from Berachas Kohanim. In fact, the Tzvar Amar says, if you somehow say a tefillah with this 22-letter name, it's very effective, especially during Berachas Kohanim. Now, that's probably where the tefillah of the Yiratzon came from, where the Tzvar Amar says, if there would be a tefillah with this 22-letter name, it would be very effective. So they made a tefillah that incorporates this 22-letter name. The Tzvar Amar himself composed the tefillah, that the Rashi Tevoi, so this tefillah is a 22-letter name. His tefillah is like this, Kael Na, please God, Karav Tshuas Mitzapecha, bring close the hopes of those who yearn for you, Pachtecha Sar, remove their fear, Toitziya Mimasar, take them out of out of captivity. Pidei Yisoyim, Pesach Sumim, Yeshacha Metzapim, Dole Yoikshim, Vekabetz Nefutzim, Samoich Ka Mapalaseinu. This is a tefillah that the acronym, it spells out the 22 letter name of Hashem. So the first very important chiddush that we see is that Birchas Koyanim is Koilel Kol HaToyra Kula. So when the Reb Tzadok HaKohen says that since Birchas Koyanim is in Parshas Nasai, it's the biggest parsha, we understand, because Birchas Koyanim literally encapsulates the whole Torah. Now, comes Rav Moshe Cordovero. And Rav Moshe Cordovero says this 22-letter name consists of four different names. The first one is Aleph Nun Kuf Tuf, and then final Mem. That is the name that helps our tefillos be listened to. What it could be read is Enkas Tam, the cry of the wholesome one. The second name, Pei Samach Tuf, and then a final Mem, is how Hashem gives food to Klal Yisrael. Pisas, Pisas is bread. The next is Pei Samach Yud, and then a final Mem. That is the Lashon of Kesoines Pasim. It gives you nice clothing. And then the Dal Yud Vav Nun Samach Yud, and then followed by final Mem is miracles. Dal Yud Vav, and then Nisim. These are four names. Says the Ramak, when Yaakovino ran away from Esav, and he said, if God will be with me, and he'll guard me, and he'll give me food, and he'll give me clothing, and I return in peace, he was invoking these four tefillahs. Listen to my tefillah, give me food, give me clothing, make miracles for me. That was these four shemais. You ready? This is the gift. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Vayeshev. What was the kesoines pasim that Yaakov Avinu made for Yosef? What did he make him? The technicolor dream coat? You know, what exactly... is the Ksoinus Pasim? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Ksoinus Pasim is Yaakov gave Yosef Berchas Koyanim. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Osa Loi Ksoinus Pasim, Shemasar Loi Soid Chof Beis Ois Yois. He gave him the mystical knowledge. He cloaked him with the wisdom of the 22 letters that he learned from Shem Ve'ever, and that was given over to Yosef in the Ksoines Pasim. In other words, Yosef wearing the Ksoines Pasim means, like you know when the Pasuk says by Esther, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, she donned the divine spirit. Yosef donned the secret of Berchas Koyhanim. Okay? I don't want to hear that this is beautiful. All I want you to say is, this is MS. I don't want compliments. This is MS, okay? That means...
That's why he was able to be a voice of the dreams?
Well, okay, almost. Good. If you would have said it, then I just would have gone home or something, okay? That means... Okay, I want to read to you the Pasuk. The Yisrael Ahav es Yosef Mikalbanav. He loved him the most. Ki ben zekunim ulai. The Asaloi kisoin es pasim. He taught him Birchas Koyanim. And what's the next thing that happened? Vayachaloim Yosef chaloim. Vayaged leechav. He had three dreams. And these dreams were dreams of grandeur, dreams of royalty, dreams of power. Dreams of Malchus Yisrael. These dreams are the epitome of what a dream should be. It was dream of riches, dreams of honor, of eminence. You think it's a coincidence that right after Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef Birchas Koyhanim, all of a sudden Yosef is dreaming big? Do you think it's a coincidence that in the Ribbono Shel'olam, the first thing we say is, Ribbono Shel'olam, Im toivim heim, chazakim v'ametzim, v'yiskaimu vi, kachaloi moisav shol Yosef hatzadik. Finished. If it's a good dream, it should be like Yosef. And if it's a bad dream, then like Chizkiyah and Miriam and Naaman and Meiricha and Mara and Bilam. And if it's a good dream, all we need is Yosef. Well, it's a coincidence that the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, if I had a good dream, it should be like the dream of Yosef HaTzadik. No! What is Birchas Koyanim? Birchas Koyanim, if you want to know what something is, you always have to look at the first time it's recorded in the Torah. Rav Tzedek HaKohen says, if you want to know what something is, you have to look at the first time something is recorded in the Torah. Where is the first time in the Torah Berachas Kohanim is recorded? K'sayin es pasim. Now, I could never say such a thing, but Rabbeinu Bechaye, you see, based on the Ramak, that pasim word is one of the shemos of Berachas Kohanim, Rabbeinu Bechaye says that v'asa lo k'sayin es pasim is Yaakov Avinu gave over to Yosef the secret of Berachas Kohanim. And what did it do for him? He had prophecy of greatness. So then obviously, that is the essential purpose of Berachas Kohanim. It's not a coincidence. Oh, the Kohanim are going like this. Good things are happening. Let's take advantage to abolish some random thing of a dream. No, that is what Berachas Kohanim is. Berachas Kohanim is a vehicle to bestow Chaloy Mois Toy Vois on Klal Yisrael. How do you know? Just look at the first time Berachas Kohanim appears in the Chumash. That's it. It's unbelievable. And even in the Yehiratzayin, by the way, even in the Yehiratzayin, we say, not that we say it, but if you would look at it, we say, Kishem shenasatas Yosef tzadikecha b'shashel b'isay avik senes pasim l'chein v'l'chesed v'l'rachemim b'einecha v'v'einecha roev. Which, by the way, many ask, really, when Yosef put on the senes pasim, everybody loved him and he found favor in everyone's eyes. All the pasuk says is v'asalai senes pasim v'yisnu v'isay v'lo yachul dabru l'shalaim. They couldn't stand him. In any event, I think this opens a new understanding of why the dreams are connected to Berachas Kohanim. I just want to add one more point. Because we saw in the Tzrar Hamar that the 22-letter name that emanates from Berachas Kohanim incorporates the whole Torah. Now, I want to refer you to an amazing Balat Turim. The Balat Turim says, V'Yisrael ahav es Yosef mikol banav. Why? Ki ben zekunim hulai. What does Zakunim stand for? The Baal Turim says Zakunim stands for Zraim, Kadshim, Nashim, Yeshuais, Mayed. He taught him the whole Torah. Oh, he taught him the whole Torah. So how could Yaakov ensure that, so to speak, he could transmit the entirety of the Torah to Yosef? So because he gave over Zakunim, which is called Terakula, he needed to give him Berachas Kohanim because the 22-letter name Berachas Kohanim encapsulates Kala Terakula. So what Yaakov Avinu is giving to Yosef is he's giving him the Ksainas Pasim, which is the secret of the 22-letter name of Hashem, which is the source of blessing of Chaloy Mois Toivois, and is also something that encapsulates Kala Torah Kula, which again adds further dimension to why Parshas Nasai is the biggest parasha in the Torah, because since it includes Berachas Kohanim, which is Koilel Kala Torah Kula, it's a wellspring of Torah for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, that's what I got for you tonight. Have a beautiful evening. Shkayach. What? Because you know how to make bakashos on Shabbos.
Most of the Shemeres is
bakashos. It is?
How?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.